These Chicon stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. A firefighter was injured fighting a blaze at a Rhinebeck home on Friday. That structure was destroyed. All occupants escaped safely. According to firefighters, the fire was knocked down at approximately 1:30 in the afternoon. Lynn Mills Worthington reported this weekend in the Republican American there are three staff members working at the Kent Transfer Station. That might not be enough. First Selectman Bruce Adams retires in November because Bruce Adams has been filling in. Adams said recently he is volunteering due to absent workers. Selectman Jeffrey Parkin asked if there would be a problem if Adams weren't there. Quote, on some occasions, if I wasn't there, we probably wouldn't have been able to open because we should never open the facility with only one person. In Great Barrington, enforcement of the town's ban on the sale of plastic water bottles of 1 liter or less does not begin until the town has installed 3 free public water stations throughout the town within several weeks. The town will give merchants at least 30 days' notice before any enforcement begins. In a story at theberkshireedge.com, though dates not yet confirmed for completion of the fountain installations, merchants who are still selling plastic water bottles of 1 liter or less are urged to begin phasing out their supplies. The Board of Selectmen in Cornwall on Tuesday agreed to sign a contract with Jim Terrell Construction for $165,000 to serve as project manager for the alterations to the West Cornwall Firehouse. Sharon Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission has a meeting coming up tonight at 6:30 at Town Hall. Meanwhile, the Board of Finance and Board of Selectmen in Falls Village scheduled to meet with their doubleheader beginning this evening. In North Canaan, Connecticut, the Planning and Zoning Commission has a meeting set for 7 p.m. tonight. Coming up tomorrow, from 10 to 11, Noble Horizons will welcome Hotchkiss School instructor and former English Department Chairwoman Gardner to teach a course on Aldous Huxley's classic Brave New World. Classes will meet tomorrow, the 11th, the 16th, 18th, and 23rd. More information on registration at 860-435-9851. The Sharon Board of Selectmen have their next regular meeting set for tomorrow at 2 p.m. in Cornwall, Connecticut, tomorrow, 5 p.m. West Cornwall Septic Committee at Town Hall, 7 p.m. Planning and Zoning Commission at Cornwall Library, at 7:30 the Housatonic River Commission at the West Cornwall Firehouse. In Kent, tomorrow, the Zoning Board of Appeals has their regular meeting set for 7 p.m. Meanwhile, the Board of Selectmen in North Canaan have a meeting coming up tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Lime Rock Park owner Skip Barber will meet with community members and answer questions. That comes up Wednesday, 11 till 1 at Morgan's Restaurant at the Interlake Inn in Lakeville. The event will be moderated by Robin Hood Radio. Participants will be allowed to ask one or two questions concerning Lime Rock Park, the status of the court case in Lime Rock, and the future of motorsports industry. Hors d'oeuvres and refreshments will be provided by Morgan's. More information, contact Kevin Biscay at the Interlaken. Town of Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission has their next meeting set for July 10th, 5:30 at Town Hall. Sharon Recreation and Youth presents a summer concert series from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Lions Pavilion at Veterans Field. Next concert coming up on Wednesday, 6 to 8 o'clock, Famous Before We're Dead with Hal Lefferts, the original upbeat American. Board of Finance meeting in North Canaan comes up on Wednesday, 7:30 at North Canaan Town Hall. The Amenia Free Library invites children to come to the Amenia Town Hall Thursday, 11 o'clock, to make their own Firefly nightlights. Participants will attach 3-volt coin cell batteries to test out their LEDs and decorate see-through jars. Registration is encouraged. Register more information at ameniolibrary.org or 845-373-8273. Kent Park and Recreation Summer Concert Series continues on July 11th. Wanda Houston on the Kent Commons, 6 until 8 p.m. The 8th Annual Sunset Music Series continues at the Canaan VFW on South Canaan Road, Route 7, every Thursday from 7 through 9 p.m. through August 29th. Coming up this week, July 11th, Seldom Heard Country Band, live music, food, vendors, a car, and motorcycle cruise. A meeting on connectivity is set for Thursday at 7 at Town Hall to see what presenters will offer information on what's become a topic of interest in the Northwest Corner. At the Board of Selectmen's meeting in Cornwall on Tuesday, the first selectman announced speakers will be State Representative Maria Horn of Salisbury, Kim Maxwell, President of Northwest Connecticut, David Carpenter, Director of Health and Environment at the University of Albany, and Dan Reese, Director of Northwest Connecticut Economic Development, Comprehensive, and Implementation Strategies. North Canaan Elementary School Board of Education has a meeting scheduled for Thursday from 7 o'clock at the school. Summer reading program will take place from July 9th through the 12th from 9 until noon at the Bushnell Sage Library on Main Street in Sheffield. Pre-registration is required. The Sherman Chamber Ensemble will offer two area concerts this month with Quintets of the Masters featuring two musicians from Holland, July 12th at 8 p.m. at the Litchfield Community Center on Bantam Road in Litchfield. An artist reception will follow that performance, and then on July 13th at 8 p.m. at the RT Facts Gallery in the Kent Barnes Complex. More information at 860-355-5930. Drive for a Cure 9th Annual Golf Tournament being held at the Undermountain Golf Course in Copaic, New York on July 13th. The tournament is limited to the first 60 registrants. A celebration of the life of Robert Sadlon, 76, co-founder of the Movie House in Millerton, with his wife Carol, will be held at the Movie House on Saturday, July 13th from 10 till noon. A reception will follow next door at 50 Main Street. Mr. Sadlon passed away May 15th following a battle with brain cancer. He survived by his wife Carol and his son Cyprian. The Mahawy Performing Arts Center on Castle Street in Great Barrington presents a screening of the 1970 film Woodstock on Saturday the 13th at 7 p.m. Tickets and more information, mahawy.org. Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad has their pancake breakfast at the firehouse on Sunday, July 14th, 7 until 10:30. Join them for a full buffet breakfast. Audubon Sharon announces two great opportunities to learn about the amazing world of mushrooms at the Audubon Center on Route 4 Cornwall Bridge Road in Sharon, Connecticut, July 14th and August 11th. The Mushroom Walk with David Payton on the 14th from 10 till 12, and the second Mushroom Walk with David Payton on Sunday, August 11th at 10 o'clock as well. All ages are welcome. $10 for adults, $5 for children under 12. Pre-registration would be appreciated. 860-364-0520, extension 120. Diamant Library holding their giant tag sale at the center on Main on Sunday, July 14th from 10 until 3 during the Falls Village Car and Motorcycle Show, which runs all day in Falls Village from 10 until 3 p.m. Street rods, muscle cars, classic cars, race cars, antiques, custom imports, trucks, and motorcycles all will be on display. The fourth annual afternoon tea and fashion show with proceeds benefiting the Conakells Elementary School Backpack Program through the Regional Foods Bank of Northeastern New York and CAN, Churches Assisting Neighbors, will be held Sunday from 1 till 4 at the Hillsdale Fire Company in Hillsdale, New York. Advanced tickets are available at Mirror Mirror Clothing Shop or at 518-325-4000. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start the week off at 26,922.12, the NASDAQ at 8161.79, and the S&P 500 at 2990.41. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.